This is Do The Spray FM, Pan-African Radio.
Eje ka ji jo pe laruge Eje ka ji jo pe laruge Dudu speed egbe laruge Dudu speed egbe laruge o Bawe to to moya lori Raya ni lewa Iroyin atefe agbo fi kokon Bere ayo to je ti lewa Eje ka ji jo pe laruge Eje ka ji jo pe laruge o
Mama n gbadun radio yi gan ni o gbogbo eto dudu spray fm lo ni to mo si mi fa e mo yi guru nbe
nbo la fe yi si ta pa yi kuro ni be after all ikani ni kolori awa nbe julo fa
Cadillac mi o si lawa e o bole panu. A Cadillac do mi o si lawa e o bole panu.
E o tete mu je ni yawa. Loni gan. A dupe ni tori pe Olorun tun gba wa laye lati pade lori eto wa jeun wi temi. A de dupe lowo Olorun fun ore ofe to fun wa lati gbe awon mama wa wa sori eto yi mama wa to de je wi pe e mo wi pe eni to ma riru awon mama wa yi o gbodo se ko je sugba dupe nitori pe won ba wa fi akoko sile lati le wa sori eto wa mama wa ki kabo sori eto jeun wi temi iti ewa fun loni eto isi ti je ti dudu spree fm ito si je wi pe ile ise to je wi pe o kan kakiri gbogbo agbaye ni to de je wi pe radio re yo ma de gbogbo agbaye o si ti bere what I was saying in a nutshell for the benefits of the non-Yoruba speaking listeners, we are so honored to have our mom here who will be opening our special program, Jeun wi temi. And this is a program that is slated for special dignitary in the society. And our mom here, we thank God for she has counted it worthy to be in our midst. That is Mommy Olaitan. And we want to let you know that we are so blessed to have her in our midst. And this is Dudu Spree FM. Rebranding African Entertainment. And we are opportune to have this program, Jeun wi temi. That means, don't gag me. Let me say what I got to say. So, Mommy Olaitan, we thank God for your program. I mean, for counting it worthy to be in our midst this time around. And we want to say, Mommy Olaitan is a big fish for us this time around. And Mommy Olaitan is highly rated in the society because she is a pastor, she's a prophetess, and not only that, she had been in the public service, and she will be so glad to be present with us today. Mommy Olaitan, you are welcome, ma.
Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
Yeah, our people would just like to know more about you. What can you just briefly tell us about yourself?
I'm Pastor Prophetess Rosemary Olaitan Ogunjilugbe. I was born, buttered, and bred in Ondo City of Ondo State of Nigeria. I traveled to the UK for further studies and did business admin and secretarial duties in the famous London Pitmans College in the 70s, then came back home after a few years to work in Nigeria before I was called to go back to my root with Isaiah 45 verse 3. God said, spoke to me by hearing, I should go back to where I came from, to my root in Ondo State, that he has hidden a treasure there for me. If you look at that book, Isaiah 45 verse 3, I have hidden a hidden treasure is for you there. So by the time I got to Ondo State, I had loved farming from my youth, and even in the primary school as young as 9-10 years old, I was into farming, the natural, conventional agric, tamanshe, ni school mbanye. Abashe, gbogbo school, gbogbo class by class, abamu, namba fun anile kagmi konsibe. Emi atun lo segbe kon, atun bwete mi. Legbe kon, o lege bi 10 by 10 feet. Before you know it, iti ma crop mbanye, o ma juti iti gbogbo school she. One of the more excel more than others. So that was why I got the inspiration of farming. And to the glory of God, by the time I had received that call, I decided to buy a farm in Ondo East. And to the glory of God, I love nature. I got some loan and I started big time fish farming, piggery, poultry, vegetables, name it, and even a palm tree. I have a palm plantation in Ondo State. It's a big farm. If I had to take a loan to get it developed, to the glory of God, I'm a big farmer and I'm a proud farmer of today. I even get all my proceeds from the farm and get it imported to the US to sell. I have a trademark, a light or high class farm. And so be it. It was during that time I had another call. I love writing. I wrote a book, a blueprint for Mr. Governor, our former governor, Dr. Raham Mamiko. He was still then in Abuja as a minister for housing. I gave him the blueprint about turning waste to wealth. He embraced it and said we should be working underground. So we are praying that he comes out at the end of the day, which he did, to declare and got a flag up that he was going to contest as the governor of Ondo State. That was in 2007. And to the glory of God, he got it. And we thank God that we did not pray in vain. So it was out of the prayer that I was nominated to be the prayer warrior leader in my local government, Ondo East. From there, I got an appointment, a board member in Ondo State Christian Welfare Board. And to the glory of God, we were in charge of five board members. We were in charge of taking pilgrims to the Holy Land of Israel and Egypt, Mount Sinai. So, to the glory of God, I'm a JP emeritus because I was there in Jerusalem 4 consecutive years. So, to the glory of God, we did there 2 times there, and the second time I was given special advisor to the governor on agric and the logistics before he left in 2014. And I came back to the US to join my children in the US. Thank you, sir.
Fantastic. Prophetess, you are an administrator, you are a farmer, and you are also a pastor.
Yes.
Then the younger generation would like to know what really motivated you, you know, to get into all these spheres of life without, you know, crumbling or stumbling. What can you tell us?
There's no path that is smooth, sir. Kò sí ọ̀nà tó gún régé bí ṣe sọ yẹn náà bí ṣe kó gbogbo ẹ̀ pọ̀ ó wà intriguing ó wà interesting to hear, but that is not to say that I didn't have my crisis or I didn't have my upheavals. ko si ona to se toro, and it's even biblical that ti mo ranti mama mi so fun mi gba kan pe ti gbogbo e ba dun lo beyen pe ko ma je ke mi eyan ogun. So it doesn't mean that gbogbo ti mo ti so yen pe I went through without any hitch. Yes, I had some hitch, but a wise man will say, I'm wise because if you fear God, you have the wisdom of God. So I thank God for the wisdom of God and inspiration that he has given me. He normally talks to me. I hear him. I see him in my dreams. And he directs me by the power of the Holy Spirit. All I have to thank God for is the power of the Holy Spirit that he has given me. Because he was always directing my steps. And anytime I make any mistake, I do my wish. Like when I was preparing to go to Dubai, mo fe lo raja ni Dubai, tori mo taja ngba yen mo ti wa leko. Oluwa so pe mi ni ore ofe lati travel until March. But mo so pe ki la fa je, ba mo je fe sanwo mi gba wo ko, ki na mo to wa ni higher institution. So mo fi gbigbo se aigbo mo lo. And iya yen je mi loju doesn't je pe gbogbo oja container bayi won seize mi ri oja yen gba mo lo ni March. I was to wait for till April before I go. I did not receive my goods until August, more than 6 months. By the time I got those, the container, half of it was already damaged. So lati gba yen, anything God says, do this, I will go. Okomya bale. Don't do this, I will abstain from it, because I know as a person God loves and is telling me, directing myself, to wa ni mo fe se tinu mi. Iya nbe fe ti o ba gboro si ase Olorun. So my advice, anybody, allow God to direct your steps, because he will never lead you astray. Thank you, sir.
Mommy, a ti e gbadun itan te fun wa yen gan. But afeke so fun wa gan je le ranti one particular experience yin tori pe you were in the public service.
Yes,
and we would like to know if you can recall a particular experience that you had in the public service, because now we realize that the younger generations, many of us don't even care about the public service anymore. But what can you say to that?
Ese sir, o wa nu bibeli sir wi pe Psalm 11 to be precise, wi pe ti ipile ba baje kilododo ma wi. We have foundational problem in Nigeria. And not until we put it right, there's no way out. How do I mean? The foundational problem is our constitution, the 1999 constitution. Nothing to write home about. Onofun awon jegudu jera ni agbara. Iyen lo fa experience mo fe so nsin debi pe messenger te ba fun onikaluku lo ni agbara ni ipo ti origba ni ijoba. You can you believe it? Messenger ni agbara lati ba aye multimillionaire je in the public service. To ra gbe file e pamo to ba fun lowo ko ni gbe jade. Your file will just die and get rotten there in his cabinet. So it's a rotten society. And basically the constitution is faulty. Faulty constitution ni, because message am so fun e pe awa ta gbe senator wole ton fa won ni 20,000 per month, si senator den gba 35 million per month. So won wa te pa ni, so etanu lo ma fi sese yen pe iwo to ba ni the file o, to ba gbe 10,000 di sile o, mo sha ni yawo ma jeun im na den ni kon mo ni kon ti mo le fowo se. Then call you kakiri, then for kakiri. Be sick, be any headache, lasan, and lost America, and lost UK. se messenger le afford we. And this thing boils down to the foundation of the country. And because constitution will guide everybody. Anything that is in Nigeria is being, you know, run by the constitution. I went home in December 2021 to do some empowerment. Before you know it, in the next morning, Baji, I want to cut Jimmy. I was like, mommy, for the past 3 years. One good way. But do what you could need, but if you want me, go young one. I will go back. What don't feel your girlfriend, I'll be young one. Show go. If the constitution is right and makes provision for everybody, one thing that I want in England, what big guy of where was signed, full way. Oh, my low to my mind by phone, low my auntie, he or she called it trans 18. Because in Nigeria, I shall want the good gelato one near the top, we shall need. I get one to call our way. Alone, that one near one I read, Nico, so I pay like by that Nico, It's not right. Everything boils down to the constitution. Until that thing is scraped off or conical kuma loni loy. Until then, I don't see any headway for that country. So me blame my because they have to live anyway. They have to have a means of living. So come on, my advice. I want the new generation in Sipe. I will babas bunch of don't want generation want to fail. Yes, he was right. But what can we do? Like the foundation non in what can we do for the new generation that is upcoming? The earlier we make a decision, the better. Thank you, sir.
Yes, ma. Ah, lori ti baba General Obasanjo yen.
Ben,
mo fe menu babe yen. Because it was reported in the media that General Obasanjo confessed that his own generation had failed the younger generation. What is exactly your take on that?
Iti komaso loro baba yabo ni igba ilaaro. Igba ilaaro in the sense pe adugbo se wa sunkun oge. Why this time? I can remember about president. Money number one, Danny, because I worked with him in army engineers in those days. Koto Dipe, one second there from army engineers commander to chief of staff, from there to what the head of state in Banya as a military man. So I had his number, we were chatting. So I had his number and everything. But today president in Banya for 8 years. I got his number once in a while. But at a particular time, I got an inspiration that I should tell him. And he told me, God inspired me to tell Baba Obasanjo to make haste and copy Nigeria. Mo fi titobi Olorun mo fi sele ri mo de pe baba yabo baba ko bye bye mo iya igi lo npe yin o aya igi aja lafia ni pele awon mo nko mo la lafia mo ni oluwa ran mi si yin o eh kilo kina wi kilo oluwa wi mo ni oluwa so pe bye 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 ni te ba ri epe epe to je pe abiya mo ma fowo di eti ti baba yin ro fun ota mi mo ya pa phone and that was it. That was when he was president, second term president in gbaye to ba gbo to ba gbo ipe olohun to gbo nti olohun so ngba yen ko se to so e lo ba ma so yen mo so pe igba e la ro. It's too late for him. I'm sorry. Awa la kan mo ba se ma ogbon ta fe da n to sele ni ni se gbo so oni not oni ki gbogbo generation kan gbegbe se igbese ki lo fe kan gbe o de ni kan ma put in violence.
Violence.
Then igbese o na only without violence. Okay. Without violence, ebi ti e lo so. N to sele ni Ghana yen le mi ti e prescribe. O tan. And not until then, ko lu kalu ko ma mo mu iya e. Ko lo ko na wa lowo.
I mean, mommy wa nkan kan ni o tun wa sokan mi. Ohun ti a ri nibe ni pe Baba General Obasanjo won tun ni awon elegbe won na ton kun be tori ge bi won se so ni generation ti won won na failed awon to ku kidi amoran yin si awon to ku gan tori pe a ri pe awon kan tun si ku bi awon elegbe won na ki se na won to ti se head of state ni kan o sugba won to ti o je gomina awon ministers. Ninu eleyi atutu ri awon kan na to won na tun si fe ma to won na fe wole tori pe ilu to dun leti awon mi ni sin ni pe ba won na yo se wole kini te o ma ja moran yin fun gbogbo ru awon eyan won yi.
Baba Obasanjo, I want to believe pe he was speaking on behalf of gbogbo awon te so yi toro so categorically oyinbo yin ye mi daada pe we have failed, not I have failed. Only our generation have failed. Gbogbo awon ton duko en don se ma ton du mawo ton pale mo iro ton se gbogbo e na they are under this generation to fail Nigeria. So nto si baba Obasanjo to ni kan se ni a ma se fun gbogbo won. They are all birds of the same feather. They fly together. They may have their differences in politics, political differences, political affiliation, political parties, or whatever, but gbogbo won they are together ton sise labi in Nigeria constitution dey do far.
E se mommy wa?
Yes sir.
Nisin ya ti ri wi pe awon kan ti dide ti awon na ti won so wi pe egbo kolukulu ko ku gbegbe ti e o ka ma se ijoba ara wa funra wa onukulu ko ma se ijoba kini wa ni amoran yin fun ru awon ti won dide bayi gbo iru nkan ti an gbo lati enu baba Obasanjo yi
sari oro oluwa o pe oni mo gbe oro mi gaju gbogbo oruko mi lo. For example, o ti lo bi 15 to 18 years ni isin. Ti baba wa ni Oluwa alagba wa awon gan na ta mi ororo wo ni le mi lori ati pastor ni surulere keruban serafu ni ayo ni sanya. Won so nigba yen lohun, won ni message kan, won ni eru kan, eru, won ri ala kan. Won ni awon wa ni ori, won mu won lo si ori bridge Jeba. Baba wa ji o fakeye ni mo so yi. Won na mu won lo si ori bridge Jeba loju iran yen won ni won ba gbe porta cobin nla kan ton da si meji on da si meji ni arin won ni awon kan wole won lu won wole gbigbi won stamp won wole pelu immigration officers won ni the other end won ni won lu awon kan jade won na won wa bere pe kini itumo eleyi olorun won ni olorun so fa won pe ba fe ba ko ni Nigeria pe a ma pin. Won ni ba fe ba ko pe a ma pin because iran yen iran orun gedegbe ni ori bridge je ba na de gbe bi ba naija na gbe kini e no gbe eh Port Harcourt bi kabi yen si so woni awon to ba nse pe ka ma pin pe won sun ojo ogo wa si waju ni so ko si sise ko sa ise gbogbo won to njagbagbara Biafra fe lo Middle Belt fe lo Yoruba fe lo adura mi ni pe kọlọn ko fun won se ni kia kia kam fi pe to fun wa ka wa awa ta wa ni generation yi kale je adun be because Olorun ti o ti pari ise se pe nkankan o le sele ni physical realm la je pe o ti sele ni spiritual realm
be ni mama
o ti sele ni spiritual realm won ti han fi han more than 1 million people ton fi ran yen han ti wa ni pe ka gbadura Oluwa se ni asiko wa mo de ni igbagbo pe Olorun ma se won sa lagbara t'Olorun
ko se se ma well listeners we would have loved to keep our mom longer on this program but because of our engineers who had been beckoning on me concerning our time, we may like to draw a curtain on this program. But once again, we want to tell our mommy, Prophetess Rosemary Olaitan Ojulugbe, Ogunjulugbe, please, I beg your pardon.
Okay, sir.
We want to say that
African
we enjoyed you so much. And we highly appreciate
this is your
mama
giving us time out of your busy schedule to have honored this invitation. And I believe all our listeners across the globe really enjoyed the time that you spent with us. And for the benefit of those who did not understand our English aspect of this program. Adupe lowo mommy wa prophetess Rosemary Olaitan wipe won seun pupo wipe won je ipe wa lati wa ohun wa pe ki a je ki eto iko tubo ma tesi waju sugbon nitori akoko wa ti awon onise ero wa ti le tin so wi pe okay o sugbon awa gbadun awon mommy wa yi o fun awon oro to jade to de je wi pe awon younger generation awon na won na ri ekoko awon to de ti gba wi pe to ko si nkan to won tun le se mo nitori pe ege bi oro to jade lati enu awon mommy wa wi pe awon akoko kan wa to je pe awon older generations won ti fi un to ye ni sise sile lai se idi ti won fi le ma so ni akoko eniyan wi pe awon ti kuna ninu un to ye ki won se sugbon un to ba ye ki olukuluku won na kan se ni akoko yi awa ro won wi pe ki won le se sugbon mommy wa e se pupo Oluwa na a ba wa lore mi kesi ba wa kule o a o tun ma kesi yin o nitori na lori eto jeun wi temi mommy wa ti so ti won awa no ku si lowo abakan na ni a o tun ma mu awon eniyan lala bi ti mommy wa bayi wa sori eto yi e se pupo Ire o
radio
bless you.
E je ka ji jo pe laruke e je ka ji jo pe laruke Dudu speed egbe laruge
Mama ngbadun radio yi gan ni o gbogbo eto dudu speed fm lo ni tumo simi fa e mo yi guru nbe
Imbo la fe
Ebe a na Dodo Spring FM, anyị na-emeri ntụrụndụ Afrịka. Emetụla ọkpụkpụ ahụ aka.